Good morning, Unbreakable Rogues. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets, the fastest 20 minutes in the podcast history. 20 minutes of high power content. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. And you can share the post, please share it. And you can follow me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue. On YouTube and at Unbreakable Rogue. So let's get to it. Today we're going to talk about multiplier. Where is your force multiplier? Is it hidden? Do you have it, hidden? Is it yours? Do you have it? Are you close? Are you not close? Are we getting it? Are we not getting it? The key is activity, numbers. The numbers are the numbers. I've been 3 years over. I'm almost 50 years of age. And I want to live longer. So what I need to do, I need to increase my hidden potential. Of course, you know, we little by little find what is good for us. So I got to find the ways to increase the force multiplier. And the only way you're going to accomplish that is to change your job. You got to give more time for you. You got to stop. You got to either you can get a different occupation that you can take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself first so you can help others. So for me doing that, not only I got to get my business off the ground again. I'm about to get my real estate license. So now I'm finally getting the force multiplier up to the T so I can get better. And it took me years to accomplish that, right? So, and one of the things that we have to clear our minds in a daily basis, like meditation, because we spend the most of our days helping other people. I mean, we do spend my days actually working for somebody else, that there's not enough time for us. Like we live in an area that they have, apparently they're going to have this, like every Thursday they have this band playing this music, and my wife, oh, it's Sandy, I got to finish study, right? There's work to do first. We're going to work hard and then we're going to play harder. In order for us to accomplish that complexity of, hey, I'm going to work hard, but guess what? I'm going to play harder. Most folks, they want to spend more time relaxing. That's why on Fridays is the best time to close business, because people are in a good mood. And what happened on Fridays, right? People are already disconnected in their work. They don't pay attention to what they're doing. If they're producing in their companies, their numbers, they are ready to go in the weekend. They don't care about their employer. The only thing that maybe, who's playing in the weekends, maybe they have to go on, there's some place on the baseball league, and we're constantly putting others against ourselves. But in order for us to win, you gotta help yourself so you can help others. Of course, continue to do your serving a church or compound that habits, right? And all the excess, get rid of it. For us, the best thing, the best decision was move to another state and think and rethink and execute our hidden force multiplier. And say, no, until you say it, I got it, right? You remember when your first time, riding a bicycle, boom. But after that, what happened? Couple of tries, couple of bruises, boom, I got it. And off to the races, you're good to go. But we're spending hours and hours on hours, pretty much fucking around, pardon my French, not paying attention in ourselves, in our bodies, in our essence of life. And it happened to all of us. Dude, it happened to all of us. I'm not prone. But at some point, I'm almost 50 and I say, that's enough is enough, man. I literally like slapped myself in the face and a pow, and I was the snap out of it, right? Snap out of it. So we need to snap out of it and find that freaking hidden force in our internal universe and say, you know what? I am today. I've been running a little bit more. I decided that I'm going to start training for my 100-mile race, and I put it on the calendar. I have not picked a race yet, but I start tracking my miles, tracking my workouts, tracking that on the freaking piece of paper every day for the past. This is my second week tracking. I did track before where when the Under Armour app came along, they hacked the app, so I lost all my data. I literally tracked my calories for 87 days in a row. I was like, dude, before the 90 days, and I was right in the middle of the divorce, and I said, fuck it, I'm not going to do it again. And I haven't done it ever since. Until finally today. It took, what? 5 years? I don't know. 5 years? Whatever. I was like, man. But guess what? I did it. It can take you a year. It can take you years to develop that ability. Shit, easy. But when we see all these folks on Instagram, and say, man, you know, this guy started yesterday. No, bro. These guys are they're like years, man. Years of exercise day in, day out. I got up today about 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm up. I read the Bible, I was studying, and I was like, man, now it's time to go. It's time to get stuff done, right? So our force multiplier, it is in a small increments over the long period of time. And I always refer to the Newton laws. The three Newton laws is, look, I went to school, I went to college, and I actually did enjoy school. Even though I wasn't good at school, but I did enjoy college. I graduated with a bachelor's, right? Business administration, tourism, because I was in tourism. Man, what a great experience, right? But right now, I'm going to talk to you about the Newton laws. Is there's three disputable laws about that dude a couple of years ago, right? I mean, not a couple, but yeah, coming this earth. Considering that this earth has been here like 6 billion years or 7 billion years, a couple of years ago, could be, I don't know, 500 years ago, I don't even know how long the dude, he didn't invent that, he figured out that the laws were already there. He just put his brain to work, right? So Isaac Newton was famous for this, the three disputable laws, and they call them the Newton law. For every action, there's a reaction. Got up this morning, got my cup of coffee, did my push-ups, did what I was intended to do. I prayed. I'm alive. I tracked. So I tracked my miles. I tracked my progress. A year from now, I'm going to have so much data that I'm going to say, man, remember that I back in 2024, back in April, before my 50th birthday, I decided to start tracking my activity, my yoga, my meditation, you know, the miles, the, you know, the cadence, the, you know, the calories, the, you know, my studies and everything. I said, man, because when the social media started, there was, you know, these guys that were tracking everything. I said, dude, that's a lot of freaking work. And in paper, just go to the computer and do it easily. But no, if we don't have those habits, then you'll never learn. I have all the great habits, but that tracking wasn't mine. I said, well, you know what? We're going to start. So we start tracking. So the hidden multiplier, I already gained in my this week. What I basically working for somebody else in another arena eliminated that job. Not only gave me more time for myself, but increased my life expectancy probably by another 30 years. Because not only I'm not going to be, you know, I need to cleanse my body because, I didn't do it for a lot of years. I do, you know, for a little bit on and off because I was doing a lot of activities between when I moved from state to state. But it was, you know, a lot of those, you know, chemicals and everything. So it was not good for me. Plus, you know, waking up and you know, traveling with, you know, the stress was just, which is not good. Because I always thought the more you take care of yourself, your body, then you can live longer so you can help more people. For every action, there's a reason. So there's something that needed to happen for me to keep like getting the snowball rolling, keep continue to increase that force, right? Now the second law. Objects that stay at rest will stay at rest until and force acts upon and move it. If you put a marble on the ground, that marble is gonna stay at rest until some outside force, like if you push it or you know the wind, there's a force push that marble until either keep moving or stops. The same with our lives. We got to keep pushing ourselves to keep moving forward. That at the moment, what happened when water sits still? Still water. Stinks. Stinks. It remains boring. So we got to keep moving forward in a daily basis. So you have the momentum. You have the momentum, man. All the momentum. And the last one is energy can only be created or transformed, but can never be destroyed. You can never destroy this universe. This universe is a ball of energy that can never be destroyed. It's transforming into life. If you haven't seen those shows, and which I highly recommend, you know, the planet Earth with Discovery Channel, and there's like tons of like how nature actually works. We are energy. You know, without wolves, you know, eating their prey, nature cannot continue to flourish. Like bees, the famous, you know, honeybees, right? You know, with the bees, we will be dead if we have those bees. Pollution destroys all of that. That's why our job as individuals is keep continuing to create and keep transforming life. Keep moving forward. Never lose that momentum. So all these three laws of Newton remain active every single day for a little tiny little fraction of our times that we are here on Earth. Right? James Clear had that I give that book away. I got to go pick that up and give me a copy, because that book basically tells you as small increments, little by little, over the long period of time, is going to increase. Like for me, tracking all this information the next week, the next month, the progress of the data for me is like, man, your body feels better. You got, man, after all these years, we were able to accomplish all these things, right? There's this book by Tony Robbins, which I picked this book in a state sale. It's a hardcover book. It's Life Force with Tony Robbins. And it's Increase Your Energy, Strength, Vitality, Health, Span, and Power. The break of medicine can transform the quality of your life. That he talks about the red light therapy. He talks about, the dude was a janitor, for crying out loud. Tony Robbins was a freaking janitor. And he right now he has over, I don't know, like 27 companies, like billions of dollars. And I was like, dude, if Tony Robbins can do it, what can we do it? How are we going to do it? The best advice, right now, if you haven't not signed, get your YouTube premium. There is tons. If this YouTube premium was 20 years ago, I'm telling you, there's so much free info. You can go to college for free. You can get classes of MIT, Harvard, Yale, conference, TED Talks, so much great knowledge for us to succeed in this world. We got to continue to work toward the advantage, you know, to the advancement of us. Take care of ourselves so we can help more people, so we can help our communities, so we can help, you know, reduce violence on the streets, you know, and we got to go and help. We got to help, and serve. So that force that we put in the universe, even the prayer, even the prayer in the morning, and I got up and said, today is going to be a great day. This is going to be a fantastic, and just keep praying until finally, like, there's changes, right? There's changes, positive encouragement. So just, we got to find that hidden missing link. We just keep multiplying our activity a little bit. Just a little bit, man. Just a little bit. Little by little by little by little. It goes like, it goes like fantastic. But we just got to keep going. We got to keep smiling. We got to keep, you know, writing. You know, I don't follow negative posts on, I limited a bunch of people on my, even on my private Facebook page. I've been doing a cleanse of my body, and I've been like, oh, how can I help myself? How can I increase my strength? For every action, there's a reaction. How can I transform my energy into this positive, but even triple positive energy? Triple, quadruple, and just like, let's get going. It took years to do that because you gotta feed better. You gotta cut all the. Going to the grocery store, it is a disgusting, because when you wait in some of those aisles, it's like how many kinds of sugar, of kinds of cereal, and all the processed food is killing this world. Stop eating all this processed food. You know, the Asian gladiators, these guys were plant-based gladiators. They didn't eat pork. They didn't eat, because these dudes, they were, stop eating cereals. All this is sugar. It's all processed food. Stop eating, you know, organic, and start eating, you know, go to your local, vendor so you can have fresh mangoes, fresh pineapples. You know, the turmeric. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, there's a bunch of stuff that I put on Instagram all over the years on, you know, like build your turmeric bombs, your infused water. And there's tons of information out there. Don't take my word for it. Just go and search, a bunch of people out there, man. You got to keep the fluidity, right? Bruce Lee always said, you gotta move like water. If you are a teapot, you become the teapot. If you're a river, you gotta keep flowing like a river. Keep always flowing. Flowing that energy, transform that energy. And just like, that's why the Tai Chi, I'm gonna start doing Tai Chi. You know, I'm gonna start doing Tai Chi. So I go in the morning and just kind of breathe and learn. You know, there's tons of free class on YouTube of Tai Chi, and there's karate. There's so many things, man. We gotta gather a group of people. And tomorrow I am going to talk about masterminds. You gotta get with people that they're better than you. I'm going to talk about it. Because the stronger teams have inner circles. That was the what the pastor said yesterday, and I was like, dude, I know that, but I said I'm gonna do a podcast about the stronger teams. They have an inner circle. You gotta have an inner circle of entrepreneurs, of people that, man, you know, that help us execute, help us, like, you gotta be in, you know, the round table of, you know, the King Arthur, right? All this, you know, the guys that that are in the outside in the Buckingham Palace. They have guards, inner circle. Have a good afternoon. Go help somebody that can never pay you. Share the post. You can find me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue, on YouTube at Unbreakable Rogue. Have a fantastic afternoon. Go share the post. Go help somebody that can never pay you. Have a fantastic afternoon, and let's kill it.